You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 5 o'clock. Good to have you with us. If you're just joining, it's been all about quarterbacks today. The debate about Goff, is he a top 10 QB? ESPN's list, voted on by coaches and executives and scouts. He came in at number 8. We've had people as low as 15. We had a caller last hour, caller Lou, I believe, had him at 5. Where does Goff fall in this? And our criteria for the list, a bit different. One, what's greater, the quarterback's abilities or the supporting cast around him? I think that should matter. Two, can you win a Super Bowl with this player? Only you can answer the question. And three, what we called BPA, big playability. What do you do when all hell breaks loose? And you have to break the defense. The coverage is perfect. Pass protection is not perfect. And you still are able to kill a defense. You see the Mahomes of the world do it, the Josh Allens. I think the guys who have it are for sure top 10 guys. And the guys who don't, it's the question. Goff is in that question. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have Goff at 11, it doesn't mean you think he's bad. Not at all. He's a very good player, clearly. But it's fun to have this discussion. So 248-539-9797. And the players we have that are no doubters, Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Burrow, Hurts, Daniel, Stafford, Herbert. And then the last four is where things have gotten muddy. Goff, Baker, Love, Stroud. Four quarterbacks for two spots. And that's where the debate lies. For Goff, if you're just going to cite stats, that's probably a different conversation than we're having, which is, okay, no Ben Johnson, offensive line downgrade. I think that calls a few things into question for a guy who's very well insulated and is awesome in the system, and the relationship he had with Ben Johnson was superb.
And so, if you're going to say Goff, well, they went 15-2, didn't get it done. 15-2 got you nothing at the end of the year. It was a great ride, but you look at the level of teams that you played, and you could only play who's on your schedule, but it wasn't a great schedule.
248-539-9797. We can get to the people, and is Goff on that top 10, and how to rank him? And if you have an issue, a grievance with anybody on that list, have at it. For instance, Rico's got Hurts way higher than ESPN. ESPN had him 9. Rico has him 5. Some people had an issue with Jaden Daniels. I actually had my opinion changed by the very criteria I put on the list. If you think Jaden Daniels shouldn't be there because it was 1 year, we can do that. It's all there for you. Let's go over to Roman 97.1. Roman, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going, boys?
Good.
Good. So basically, my take is, I honestly think Baker should be higher than a guy like Herbert on that list. I think he should be up in that top 8.
Okay.
And I think Goff should be that 10th guy.
So Goff at 10, Baker at 8. Who's at 9, just if I can ask?
9, I would still keep Herbert there.
Okay. All right.
Even though Herbert doesn't have that BPA like you guys were talking about earlier, he still is one of the better quarterbacks when it comes to arm talent and how he makes plays, especially with not having the greatest wide receiver core around him.
No, I'm with you. I mean, when we get to actually ranking these, I got a feeling that Baker Mayfield is going to be a lot higher than Justin Herbert. Herbert's on my list, but he probably will come in at 10 for me.
Yeah, and the Baker thing, I mean, Roman, I'm with you, is that I think a lot more is asked of him, and it's just straight up, he's got to line up and throw it 50 times. You can cite Goff pass attempts, but they come with structure, with play action, with an unbelievable ground game. A lot of times for Baker, the O-line stinks, the running game is hit or miss, and Baker's just got to grip it and rip it, and he does it. And if you put him in a system like this with a Ben Johnson last year or with insulation like this team has, I do wonder if you would get even more. It's all hypothetical, but I'm with you. I would put Baker one or two spots ahead of Goff.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, for sure. And then also, like, going on with Baker, look at what he did even in Cleveland, or even that, like, two-game span that he had with the Rams when he only, like, had 24 hours to know the playbook.
Yeah.
He didn't have the greatest of teams, and all he was doing was someone was out there, he's chucking the ball, and it's going there.
The dumbest thing ever was the kid sacrificed his body and played with a shredded labrum for the Browns. And all he got rewarded was slander and thrown in the garbage. Mm-hmm. He did exactly what everybody asked quarterbacks to do. Play hurt, be tough, be a leader. Oh, well, his play has suffered. Right. His shoulder's hanging off his body. And now Cleveland kind of poetically has gotten what they deserve.
They're worse. And you know what? Sometimes, Mike, you win by losing, and he's sitting there saying, I'm in Florida, I'm playing for a playoff team, and you're still drafting quarterbacks.
Plural.
Yeah.
John, 97.1. Johnny, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great. How you boys doing?
Good. Hey, John.
Great. Thanks for taking my call, as always. I think that you're spot on with Hurts needs to be higher. Baker Mayfield also definitely needs to be higher. And Goff, I mean, he's really got – he came from a previous era. And if we were having this conversation 5 or 6 years ago, he'd be ranked much higher. But in the modern game, you have to have a scramble ability. You have to be a mobile quarterback. And because of that, he goes down. He's a gunslinger. No one should be able to take that from him. But if we're ranking this now, he belongs right there in that 10 spot, I think. Baker needs to be above him. I think Stroud needs to be above him. They both have more weapons that's asked of the modern quarterback. And I mean
Stroud is case in point. Has very little pass protection, but is just such a gifted thrower, and especially down the field. I don't have a problem with it. And again, John, just like we're projecting maybe a little step back for the Lions and Goff, I am projecting a step up for Stroud. both of those are projection. I can't prove it, but I'm with you on the Stroud part.
Same. I mean, here in Detroit, there's going to be guys of 15-2 tattooed on their arms for the next 30 years because that's the high watermark that anyone's got to see in generations here. And that's why you keep getting every caller. Oh, 15-2.
I think in a lot of ways, Johnny, it's the worst thing that could have happened to this fan base. The 15-2 hides a lot of reality. And in the end, you're not putting a banner up for it. You didn't win a single playoff game. Let's be clear. You know, like when caller Lou got all angry at me about the 07 Patriots, that team went to the Super Bowl and lost in the fourth quarter. It was an undefeated season. Like, the Lions had some smoke and mirrors going on. And I know that the defensive injuries hurt them. But the whole point is, I'm not going to celebrate any year. I didn't win a single playoff game. And if people are hanging on to that as a justification for what they think this year is going to be, I think they're not in a good headspace.
I agree with that. We in Detroit have had finally something to be excited about, and now we're not being realistic with our expectations. We lost the best coordinator in the game, who not only was he talented in every aspect that you want from an offensive coordinator, but he also had, like you've been talking about, a great relationship with the quarterback, a quarterback that's willing to get on board with the program and maybe sacrifice some of his own ego to do what he's being coached to do. And not all quarterbacks have that ability.
And you lose an all-pro center, and you lost a Pro Bowl guard, and you lose an all-pro defensive tackle for at least 8 games. And look, there's a lot there. And I still think they're going to win 10, 11 games. Yeah, I think it's absolutely plausible. But it's a step back.
They have a chance to be a wild card. But
and I can't tell you they're going to win the division. And again, I know we're straying from the Goff topic.
Right.
Look, I just think if the team steps back, it means the quarterback steps back.
Yeah, and your second-round pick, not in camp yet.
Well, I knew you were going to do that. None of the second-round picks are
in camp. I know, but
they all want guaranteed deals now because two teams lost their mind and fully guaranteed second-rounders.
Understand.
I didn't do it. I don't have that drop.
So Mike labels all of that stuff, and I'm like, yeah, and they don't have their second round pick.
Oh, that fits for both of you guys. What are you talking about? That's not just you.
I thought the Tate Ratledge thing was a little.
No. And it's just like, no, I get it, but you need him there for this offensive line.
And he needs to be good.
And he needs to hit the ground running. And this is not helping. Correct. Yeah, you almost have to cave and be like, okay.
Well, no, all teams do. This is ridiculous, and this is what the NFL does. Look at the Shamar Stewart thing. Did you read the report today? He's back at Texas A&M working out, Bengals first-round pick.
You know what? I didn't read that, but I just kind of assumed that that's what he was going to end up doing, is just going back home and saying, you know what, I'm going to just work out for the rest of the year.
Here's the problem. In order for him to go back to college and play, he's going to have to go to court. Problem number two is, even if he goes back to A&M, the Bengals still retain his rights next year. And if you haven't followed the story, guys, Shamar Stewart simply wants a contract that's commiserate with the last 800 first-round picks. The Bengals want to change the language, taking away some of the guarantees.
See, I thought it was a loophole where he could get himself into next year's draft. No?
Nope.
Okay.
He would have to sit from all football activities for a year.
And that's what I thought. He was just going back there to work out. I didn't think he was trying to get back on the
team.
They'd
still own his rights. And actually, in the NIL world, it's probably best for him to go back, collect $2.5 million, play college football, but the problem will be, at the end of it, hi, it's me again, and it's the Bengals.
Am I going in the draft? Well, there's no point. You've already been drafted.
Correct. 248-539-9797.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.